All right, greetings once again from Puget Sound Public Radio, KUOW. That's where I'm broadcasting from in Seattle. And we're talking this morning about the Los Angeles Times, which has published some photos, as many as 18, showing U.S. military personnel posing with the dead bodies of Afghan insurgents, some of whom might have been suicide bombers. The Pentagon has launched a criminal investigation, saying it's a violation of Army standards to pose with corpses for photographs outside of officially sanctioned purposes. It's according to George Wright, an Army spokesperson. Such actions fall short of what we expect of our uniformed service members in deployed areas. Joining us is Peter Galbraith, who often helps us on issues regarding Afghanistan. He's the former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. Peter, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, John.
Quite frankly here, let me just get your reaction, because I'm having a little difficulty with this all the way around. I'll explain my difficulty in a moment, but what's your reaction, first of all, to the publication and the Army's response to these photos?
Well, the pictures are macabre. Clearly, they are inappropriate. But I think this also needs to be put into some perspective. This is far from the most serious issue or element of misconduct that there has been. It doesn't really compare for Afghan sensibilities to the burnings of the Quran, although that was accidental. It's certainly nothing like the sergeant going out and killing 17 people, or even an earlier photo of soldiers urinating on the corpses of dead insurgents. I think many of these pictures were of suicide bombers, and Afghans themselves have contempt for most Afghans for suicide bombers. Again, I want to emphasize it was inappropriate. I think it's correct that there should be an investigation. There should be some kind of a punishment for those who are responsible. But in the scheme of things, this is not the most serious problem that we have faced.
Well, that's the center of my issue here. Desecration of bodies, I think, is completely off the line. I think the kinds of trophy pictures that show celebrating soldiers and desecrating religious objects, I think, is completely wrong. But what if the intent here was soldiers trying to, in good faith somehow, convey maybe to their loved ones back home, just this is what I go through? I think the war in Afghanistan is sugar-coated for most Americans who see nothing of what happens. And is there some value in these photos? And the investigations will take place. There's no stopping that. And Army guidelines are Army guidelines. But what do you think?
Well, the problem is we're fighting a war in the 21st century. And there have been horrors in every war in human history. But now we have this near instantaneous form of communication. We have, in the old days, if you took photographs, they were on film, they were hard to distribute. Now you can just put them online. And as a result, both we, the Taliban and Afghans just see more of it, and so the impact is so much greater. Even if perhaps the troops are more disciplined than they ever have been, and I suspect that is the case. But it does have political consequences. It can be used by the Taliban. It can cause outrage among Afghans. But again, I think this is different. And while a problem, it is clearly less serious than somebody going out and killing innocent people. Or the trophy hunting. There was another incident in which soldiers were sport-killing Afghans and then posing with their body parts. This is different.
Peter Galbraith, former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. And I think the difference is reflected in some of the response that the LA Times is getting in comments on their website. Some typical expected sorts of macabre, we want to see more corpses kinds of comments. But I do think there is a hunger for Americans to understand what is really going on in Afghanistan. And I think if the Bales shooting incident that you referred to is any indication, support for the war seriously declined as that became public and it became clear what went on there. I can't imagine that these pictures are going to increase support for the war in Afghanistan. So maybe the political battle the Army is fighting here is one on the home front, not in Afghanistan at all.
Well, I think the battle is first and foremost in Afghanistan, and the problem in Afghanistan is that we are embarked on a counterinsurgency strategy that cannot succeed because it depends on having an Afghan partner, and the corrupt, ineffective, and illegitimate government of Hamid Karzai is no such partner, and there are no partners on the local level. So it isn't going to work, and support at home is understandably diminishing because it's increasingly apparent to Americans that we are committing vast resources, $120 billion in 2011, hundreds of lives, to an effort that isn't going to work and has no chance of working. And the military is engaged in an increasing amount of spin doctoring, in fact, for me, completely reminiscent of Vietnam, after this weekend's attacks in Kabul, which demonstrated that the Taliban could operate in the most secure part of the city with coordinated attacks. That was explained to the American people as a success because somehow the Afghan police had responded, rather than the more obvious point that the Taliban had been able to infiltrate the secure part of the capital.
Hmm. Well, at the risk of two cynics talking to each other on the radio this morning, I have to say that the spin doctoring is really not going to work here either. I mean, it just seems that Americans are not going to be terribly sympathetic with the army coming down on these soldiers for, if that was what they were doing, honestly trying to convey the conditions under which they are deployed in Afghanistan. How could that possibly work?
I think we need to know more of the facts around this case and why the pictures were taken. Again, I think there are good command reasons not to allow these kinds of pictures, precisely because even though it is a way for a soldier to show the folks back home the brutal face of war, because so few Americans experience that. We don't have a draft. It's a very small percentage of our population that actually goes. And so you're right. This is a way to show graphically what it's about. But there are political consequences that hurt the mission. And so I think the Army is right to have the policy, the prohibition on these kinds of pictures. But again, depending on the circumstances, I agree with you that a great deal of leniency might be shown in this particular case.
And probably not a lot of slack on the part of Americans concerned for the fate of the troops if they're going to crack down hard on the people that were responsible for these photos. Peter Galbraith, thanks as always.
John, good talking to you.
Peter Galbraith is former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan, talking about 18 photos showing U.S. military personnel posing with the dead bodies of Afghan insurgents made public today by the Los Angeles Times.